If you want NASCAR talk, you've come to the right place. You're listening to The Race Report.
And welcome back to The Race Report. Steve Parker along with Sam Atwell, kind of starting our look back at 2007 and talking about the biggest surprises of the year. And for Sam and I both, we agree that it was Casey Kane, the disappointing season that he had. And we talked during the break a little bit. You said you were a little surprised at the poor performance of Toyota. And I kind of wonder, you know, not to rip on anybody too much, but with the driver lineup Toyota had coming in, you just kind of wonder. Dale Jarrett had not really done much the last couple of years with Robert Yates Racing, kind of coming to the end of his career. Michael Waltrip, of course, did a little bit with DEI, but for the most part, we know what his career has been like. And I just have to wonder how successful those guys would have been if they were driving Hendrick Chevys. I mean, I don't know if it was Toyota or just not a real strong driver lineup. That question will be answered without a doubt next season.
There will be no question next season.
Now, you've got three guys fresh off the chase and a two-time champion that'll be piloting Toyotas next year. Of course, the guys at Joe Gibbs Racing, Tony Stewart, Danny Hamlin, and Kyle Busch, as they switch from Chevrolet to Toyota next season. So if Toyota's got anything, we'll see. We'll find out.
Yeah, that'll make the big difference. And, you know, the only driver in a Toyota may have made a difference at Hendrick, with Hendrick Power, would have been Dale Jarrett,
possibly,
in my opinion.
Possibly.
Michael Waltrip, you know, he had four wins at Restrictor Trick. I can't even say the word. I just dislike it so much. I can't even say restrictor plate.
Yeah.
But he had those few wins at restrictor plate tracks. Didn't do much at all with that. So, you know, Toyota, I thought they would be better out of the gate because they spent so much money. But, yeah, well, there you go.
We'll see. We'll find out. Tony Stewart actually asked about the switch to Toyota, and he had a brief comment about it and said, really, it's going to be more the concern of his engine builder at Joe Gibbs Racing.
I don't know. I mean, I think you got to talk to Mark Cromquist to really know. I mean, he's going to know what's there and you know where we were at with the other motors, but you know, for us as drivers, it's not really going to change anything.
Not really going to change anything. So this is Mark Cronquist, the engine builder extraordinaire at Joe Gibbs Racing. Once he gets a hold of those Toyota engines, and again, if they've got anything, Mark will get it out of them. And you know what, I think they'll do fine with them. I think we're going to find out Toyota's got a pretty solid program. I really think I just cannot believe that Tony Stewart is going to be anything other than Tony Stewart next year. I don't care what he's driving. I don't care. You put him in a dump truck. Tony Stewart's going to be running for wins and racing for the championship next year. He'll make the chase. He'll contend for the championship driving a Toyota next year. I have no doubt about it. And I think Kyle Busch and Denny Hamlin will probably be right there with him.
Yep, I would agree.
I think they're going to see that Toyota's probably just fine with some top talent in there. Their driver lineup improved drastically, is improving drastically for next season. So I think that will be interesting to see, but I'll bet I look for Joe Gibbs Racing to be just fine, not miss a beat, and be competitive and be strong, just like they have always been. Pleasant surprise, I guess you have to look at this year, maybe the most surprising on the positive side, got to be Clint Bowyer, our buddy from right up the road here as we're in the Kansas City area. Clint Bowyer from Emporia, Kansas, bursting on the scene, I guess, really, this year, making the chase, barely making the chase, but still making the chase, and then making a good run once he got in there, and certainly has made a name for himself now, and looks like Clint's going to be maybe a contender now.
Well,
you're not quite ready to go that far yet.
I'm not sold on him yet. He did nothing once he got inside the chase. Well, except avoid trouble. He got one win.
He won the race at New Hampshire.
But basically what he did is avoided trouble.
Stayed out of trouble. He stayed out of trouble.
And that's what you got to do, granted.
We talked before that you want to compare him to Jeff Gordon, Jimmy Johnson, as he finished third behind those two in the chase. Five top fives compared to 20 for Jimmy, 21 for Jeff. So
not even
Clint
close.
Bowyer was not quite as consistent as those two guys.
He's got to show me a little more
are.
Before. I mean, he's a great driver, and I think he will. I think he's going to win a lot of races and maybe even a championship, but I'm not ready to declare that yet.
Another big question mark, I think, heading into 2008. We'll talk about that in the weeks to come as we start looking ahead full speed to 2008. But a big question mark for the 17 team with the splitting up now.
Oh, yeah,
long-time driver crew chief combo, Matt Kenseth and Robbie Reiser. You know, those two have been together since Matt came in the Busch series.
Maybe that's what Roush was concerned about last night at the banquet.
I'd be concerned
really
about
sad.
That if I was him. Robbie is going to stay with Roush Fenway Racing, move to a team manager role, of course. But a new man will be atop the pit box for Matt Kenseth next year. And sometimes it takes a little while. We've even seen it with Jeff Gordon with some new crew chiefs. Sometimes it takes a while to get that working, so Matt Kenseth could struggle at least early on next year. So stick around. We're going to be back in the coming weeks with a lot more as we start looking ahead to 2008. But in the meantime, thanks for joining us tonight on The Race Report. Thanks to engineer Paul Knauer, and have a great week. We'll talk to you next time here on The Race Report.
Good job, guys. Woo! All you guys done a heck of a job.